What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
I'm so excited to tell you JCPenney and country music singer-songwriter Walker Hayes are partnering together on a new limited-time men's collection for the everyday guy. What I love about Walker Hayes is his laid-back nature. He's a family man, and being a country megastar while also having seven kids, you know he likes to keep his style cool and casual. This new collection is perfect for the guy living the t-shirt life or someone wanting some fresh options that feel just as good. It's easy to wear, affordable styles that celebrate the ultimate family man, along with the quality, durability, and sensibility dads appreciate. Available online Saturday, May 4th at jcp.com and in-store Thursday, May 16th. Just in time for Father's Day. Limited time only. JCPenney, make it count.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
I made a conscious decision a few days a week to actually spend time like with a blank sheet of paper, and sometimes I would write things down, sometimes I wouldn't, but just reflecting and meditating on what is my role as a coach, what is my role as a parent, how do I want to carry myself, and what do I want them to learn by watching me.
This is the Reform Sports Project, a podcast about restoring healthy balance and perspective in all areas of sport through education and advocacy.
Hi, this is Nick Bonacore from the Reform Sports Podcast. Today I'm speaking with Jason Gore, wrestling coach, pastor, and sports parent. A former captain of the North Carolina State Wolfpack wrestling team, Jason's career path took him from the business world into full-time ministry and eventually to serving as a pastor. Through it all, he has remained connected to his roots on the mat, serving his community as a youth wrestling coach and instilling the life and leadership skills that meant so much to him growing up into another generation of kids and teenagers. Jason and I discussed balancing competitiveness with a healthy mindset, determining your value system and approach as a parent before your child steps onto the field or mat, and teaching kids how to be adults in today's world.
Back in the saddle, I got a guest that I'm really excited. I had the opportunity to connect with him this past wrestling season. My second oldest son, Tyler, was finishing out his senior year of high school and got to compete against his son. And man, he's a coach. Guy's a pastor. He's a former absolute stud for the NC State Wolfpack, was a multi-sport athlete in high school himself. And I'm just super pumped to have him. Jason Gore. Coach Gore, Pastor Gore, Jason Gore, thanks for hopping on, bro.
Oh, man, listen, couldn't be more excited to spend some time with you on here. Love what you're doing. And, man, you got quite the family yourself. I've really enjoyed watching you guys interact and compete and just really enjoy something that some people seemingly get super stressed out about. And you guys are a joy to watch from afar. And, yeah, man, couldn't be more stoked to be on the podcast with you.
Well, dude, so that brings me to, you know, why after we met briefly, of course, my son wrestled your son twice. But I just saw your engagement, right? And you know, a lot of sports parents will listen to this, you know, youth coaches and, of course, athletes as well. And where you really caught my attention is, first of all, you're a physical specimen. You're excessively intimidating to look at. I'm like, dude, this dude a cage fighter, what's going on here? But you're also a gentle giant, right? And what I love most about everything is watching you coach is you're passionate. You want your kids to do well. But there seems to be a tremendous balance. How do you balance, man? And you have a daughter that wrestles. You have a younger son that's wrestled. How do you balance your competitiveness as a former athlete, a guy who wants to win, see your kids be successful, while also looking at the big picture, especially, man, in a sport like wrestling where it is so intense?
Yeah, it's a great question and one I'm actually passionate about. But I'll tell you, The way that I balance it, honestly, Nick, is by learning from doing it the wrong way. Just being perfectly honest with you. You mentioned, you know, competitive athlete in college, and I've got three kids that do it. And so our oldest, our twins, Aiden and Addie, they're 15, and then Connor's 12. It's not something I'll tell you that I certainly don't always get it right now, but I didn't always get it right. But what I've realized over the years, and this kind of gets into sports psychology and something I've kind of nerded out about over the last few years, but the reality is none of us compete well. None of us do anything well when we're really feeling the pressure. And then the flip side to that is all of us are usually at our best when we're laid back and relaxed. And so what I've learned as a parent and as a coach is you can go into these, whether it's a wrestling tournament, a football game, and dump all these pressure and these high expectations on these young athletes, or even on ourselves as adults. Maybe that's a whole different podcast. Or we can go in saying, listen, I've prepared, I've trained, life is supposed to be fun. Let's just go out there and let it fly and let the cards fall where they may land. And I'm telling you, man, the relational connection, the success, all that stuff comes when you just approach it with a bit more healthy mindset. So I guess that's a long way of saying, I think I learned by doing it the wrong way and learning, hey, this isn't really yielding us the fruit that we want to see. So, man, let's take the pressure off and let's just go out there and let it fly and have a good time.
You know, it's not called the Reform Sports Project. Initially started off as a Reform Sports Parent before it evolved, and you know, trial by fire, you know, like I vividly remember, you know, my background. I played collegiate baseball. A lot of the audience knows this. And I remember my son, Tyler, in particular, you know, he started getting into all-stars at the young ages and I was coaching. And I'm like, wow, I'm such a great coach. Like my ego was totally involved. I mean, it was like ridiculous. And then of course I realized, you know, fast forward a couple of years and I'm like, what in the God's name am I doing? Like, it's not about me, you know, it's not about me, but it is hard at times to separate that. And, you know, I remember, man, I mean, I know you met Tyler, now he's 18 years old, but I mean, I remember one time, man, I can't forget it. I remember being in the car on the way home with him and telling him I was disappointed because a ball went through his legs. I think he was 8 years old and it was quote unquote a big game, you know, rec baseball game. And I was disappointed. And I'm like, I can't believe I said that. You know, I was agitated. It's like, here's a kid who's 7, 8 years old, who's probably got, if I can visualize it right, he probably had an orange Gatorade mustache at the time. He's probably eating a hot dog and I'm sitting there telling him I'm disappointed in him for a ball going between his legs. And you know, but that was kind of like that moment I reflect on, like, what an absolute imbecile it was. So I appreciate you getting vulnerable and saying, man, I know I messed up. So how do you juggle, though, that car ride, man? I mean, go from coach to, I've had people, coaches, you know, who are sports parents say they literally pretend they have two different hats on and they talk about that. How do you juggle the car ride?
So for me, the way I juggle the car ride, and this is for all of us parents out there, if you don't prepare ahead of time as a parent and a coach, just the way we expect our athletes to, because I actually view like I coach on the field or in the mat room, and then I'm a coach / parent on the way home. But you would never show up to a football game as a coach unprepared, unplanned, without a game plan. And so, man, if we don't spend time as parents ahead of time saying, okay, this is going to be my mentality after, this is why we're competing, this is what we hope that our kids get out of this competition, then when you get in the heat of the moment, if you haven't planned, like what, and if you haven't really thought about what your values are and what you hope to get out of it, when you get in the heat of the moment, you don't stand a chance. Because the reality is we are a little bit disappointed when stuff like that happens. But I'll tell you one thing that I tell myself, and I encourage other parents, you know, if I'm coaching their kids, especially a sport like wrestling, you got to realize just by having a kid that was willing to go to practice every day this week and then show up and walk out on the mat with one other person with tens, hundreds, maybe at state tournament, thousands of people watching, they're already doing something that the majority of the kids on the planet wouldn't have the guts to do, to be honest, that we wouldn't have the mental toughness. So just by doing that, and listen, I'm not a participation trophy guy at all. Okay. So don't hear that. But we got to realize, man, just by them taking that step, they're already growing well beyond what the majority of the young people in our world are doing right now. And so when you can get that attitude, you know, and you can get your value system before you actually get in the moment, it really helps you when you get into it.
So I know that I want to shift gears a little bit because you brought up, you know, competing kind of like that free spirit, like in the mindset of, you know, having fun. And I know this because, it's one of the things that I was like, holy cow, I can't believe this dude actually did this. You wrestled Kale Sanderson. I don't know how many times. For those that don't know, if you're not familiar with wrestling, Kale is like, he's the GOAT. I mean, I would say he's the greatest of all time, undefeated. I mean, he's the head coach of Penn State Wrestling. It's unbelievable. And you wrestled him. You competed. How were you? You were still, 19, 20, 21 years old at that time. How are you not nervous to standing in front of a guy? Because I think it's important for people to realize, it's okay to be nervous because we're all, you were wrestling the GOAT. But, we might be 15 years old, Tyler and Aiden wrestling to see who's going to wrestle for third like they did for them. In that moment, that might have been that nervous moment. How do you mentally get yourself ready in that situation?
So a lot to unpack there. First of all, yeah, man, going out, I've never felt so out of control in my life, probably as in moments in that match wrestling against Kale. I'll tell you a funny quick story, and then I'll answer the question, man. We go out there, we were wrestling Iowa, and listen, it took me a while to get my head game right in college. I got hurt when I was a freshman. I was out for a full year. I beat out the starter the year before, got hurt, was out for a full year. And then, wrestling Division I, you come back, you've been off the mat for 12 months. You're going to take a beating when you first come back. And so I went from being incredibly dominant in the state of North Carolina to just being an average Joe. And that really took a toll on me mentally. So it took me a few years to really get the right mindset. But wrestling Kale, my senior year, I kind of finally landed the mindset thing a bit more healthy. I'm telling you, Nick, as sure as I'm sitting here right now, I knew I was going to be the one. I was going to be the guy that beat him. You can probably go back and watch the match on YouTube. Anything but that happened. He kicked my butt up and down the mat. But I will tell you that I had the mindset going into this thing, I'm not going into this with the mindset of I must win and beat Kale Sanderson. My job was to train and to do all the little things right. And I believe I've done all the little things right up until this point. Now it's time for me to go out there and trust my training and have a blast. The funny story about that is we go out to Iowa. We got this dual meet against them. And I come out on the mat. They call my name. And there's thousands and thousands of people at their home wrestling matches, right? And so I go out. The lights, the place blacks out, all right? And then all of a sudden you just hear, people are stomping on the bleachers and clapping. A spotlight comes up. It goes down on him. And it's like, for a moment, it feels like, this feels like a gladiator is entering the ring to slaughter a lamb. I mean, this feels a bit much. And, it's all part of the deal. And, in that situation, it was just, I'm here to compete and let it fly, man. It's an honor and a privilege. We get to compete. We get to wrestle. And if we have a competition mindset, we're telling ourselves, hey, just being out here competing is helping me sharpen my skills that aren't just valuable here on the mat, but also valuable in life. As it relates to my kids, I really try to give them the same mantra, man. Competing is an opportunity to actually show what our training really can do. And so just to be out there is the opportunity. So take advantage of the opportunity. Win, lose, draw, try to win every second. Now, I will say I've learned over the last 2 years and then this year specifically as it relates to wrestling, we don't talk a whole lot anymore about winning matches. We talk a lot about controlling the second, being aggressive in the moment. Let's win the second. Let's score the next point. The wins and losses will take care of themselves. And what happens is that takes a lot of pressure off, because if you're losing 4-0, all you're doing is worrying about winning the next second. If you're up 5-0, you're just worried about winning the next second. And so you don't have to carry all the pressure of what's going to happen at the end of the match. You just do what you need to do in the moment. And we found a lot of success with our kids and then with other athletes that I've worked at, specifically in the last couple of years, just focusing on the next second.
Listen, no one has more impact than the parent on the child, most of the time. But a coach is right there as well. So do you try to coach when you're at practice and parent at home? For instance, when you're doing the mental preparation, is that something that you're really intentional about? With all the kids that you coach at the high school level, or even, your younger son, like you mentioned, Connor, your daughter, Addison, are you intentional? Because I feel like it's so easy to go and you drill and you do all the physical components, the conditioning, go live, whatever. How much time do you allocate towards really doing, the mental, the attitude, focusing on effort and such?
Yeah, great question again, man. So two things I'll say about that. So remind me to come back to wrestling mindset, and hopefully hopefully we'll remember to come back to it.
Sure.
So we just going into Christmas, just before Christmas time, and again, this is going back to me being honest, but I don't always get this right. My daughter and I, we were at the Mark Adams Christmas tournament, and I don't think at that point she had lost. She's wrestling in the finals against Teresa Kennedy, who is a dear child. She's a great, great young lady. She's a senior. She was state runner-up last year. And Addie took her down in the first period, just went in 2-0. Second period is kind of even. Third period, Addie goes down, quite honestly, makes a pretty dumb mistake, you know, reaches back for a leg, gets a little sloppy, leaves her head by her knee. And Teresa's a very savvy wrestler, slapped a cradle on her, took her back and pinned her. And man, I'm going to be honest, I lost my cool a bit. You know, she came off the mat. I said, what the heck? Well, I won't use the word I probably use. You know, what the heck are you doing? Doing something sloppy. You know, we don't teach that. We don't. And she looked at me and she said, why are you acting like this? I made a mistake. And I was like, okay, wait a minute. This wow. is, I got to calm down a little bit. And so it's probably liking that to the ball going between the legs. And so that happened just before Christmas. And so if my wife were on here, she would tell you the truth. I told her, I said, man, I've got to do some work myself. We ask these athletes to prepare mentally and physically. And as a coach and as a dad, and I would say this to any parent who's listening or any coach, if you expect your athletes to perform well in the heat of the moment, you know how much work it takes to get them ready to do that. Expect the same out of yourself. And so I made a conscious decision a few days a week to actually spend time like with a blank sheet of paper. And sometimes I would write things down. Sometimes I wouldn't, but just reflecting and meditating on what is my role as a coach? What is my role as a parent? How do I want to carry myself? And what do I want them to learn by watching me? And when you spend that time in preparation, I mean, in the brain and the mind is just like any other muscle. It's stronger in the moment. And so I would say, how much time do you need to spend? I don't know. I mean, couple guys here talking. How big of a bozo are you as a parent?
Sure.
I mean, are you the guy that's sitting behind home plate hounding the official after every call? And whether you know it or not, you're teaching a kid that they can go to work one day and badmouth their supervisor.
Yeah.
Like at some point, somebody's in charge and it's not you. And you got to learn how to deal with that. So yeah, man, I had to spend time, throughout our Christmas break and over January and throughout the month of January. And I'll tell you, it radically changed my perspective. And if my daughter were on here, she would tell you like her second half of the season with me as her coach, dad was so much more of a joy. She did end up wrestling Teresa again as a side note in the regional finals, lost to Teresa again, but I think it was a much closer match. Well, I mean, it was close until the end of the first one, but yeah, it was like, man, we're just going to go out here and have a good time and let it fly. And totally different feeling coming home after that tournament.
When we return, Coach Gore and I dive into the wrestling mindset.
Before we go to break, I've got another exciting announcement for you. TeamSnap, the leading provider of sports management software, has acquired Mojo. In addition to the best-in-class sports management solutions used by more than 2 million daily active users and 19,000 sports organizations, TeamSnap will now offer Mojo's award-winning library of games, drills, and session-by-session support for youth coaches, as well as robust interactive multimedia tools, including live streaming for families and fans to engage on and off the field. The combination of the two industry-leading consumer tech platforms also creates the most comprehensive suite of B2B tools available for youth sports organizations, including powerful content distribution capabilities to drive adoption of coaching and training programs, registration tools, payment processing, organizational management tools, and much more. To learn more, visit www.teamsnap.com and set up a free demo to learn how TeamSnap can help your organization this season.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cb for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Where we left off, Jason and I were about to discuss his approach to helping his athletes prepare mentally, almost as much as they prepare physically before stepping onto the mat.
We'll get back to the wrestling mindset here thing in a minute. I want to touch on Addison right there. Like, man, kids have a way of teaching us, man. It's like, just when you said that to me about, Dad, why are you doing that? I'm like, I felt that. And I'm like, yeah, because I know I've done that before. You know, like, and if whoever's listening out there's a sports parent, you know, if you've never felt that way, but like the maturity, it kind of, you know, it's got to make you feel like, man, I must be doing something right for my daughter to feel confident enough in that moment to kind of humble me or to be able to talk, advocate and share her feelings in a very appropriate way. Because how many times do we see kids lose? They're throwing stuff off the mat. They're cursing out this one. And again, kids make mistakes, right? Just like adults do, whatever. But kids should have more leeway. But I mean, for her to be mature enough in that moment, that's still got to feel pretty good as a parent.
Yeah, it does. I mean, she said to me, like, after that, the next thing she said to me was, I mean, really, do you think that I wanted to lose? I was like, oh, gosh, no, I know you. I know you didn't want to lose. So, yeah, no, absolutely, man. I mean, and that's what this is all about, right? We're not, I mean, look, I'm going to say this in complete humility here. By God's grace, you know, our kids love to compete in athletics, and they're pretty dang good, you know, given their age. And so there is a possibility that they, and even a likelihood that they will compete at the next level in whatever sport they continue to apply themselves to. But the reality is most kids aren't going to be professional athletes. And nobody really wants to hear that. But even if they are professional athletes, how many professional athletes do we know that make a ton of money, blow a ton of money, end up on somebody's social media, end up on the news clips because they handle themselves in an inappropriate way? So it's just so easy to lose sight of what's really most important, which is really teaching our young people how to be adults in today's world. And because there's a lot of people in today's world that don't know how to be adults. So that's a long way of saying, yeah, incredibly proud. I mean, that was a moment of like, man, we slipped up in this wrestling match, but yeah, she's got some good things going for her.
Man, I freaking love that. And real quick, I think it's important because it's just as important for kids to learn from a competitive mind, to learn about the, you called it the wrestling mindset, but I think that can apply to any sport. How far do you take, you know, being intentional of really helping these kids become better in their mind to prepare to compete?
Yeah, so here's the thing. But so wrestling mindset, and you may or may not know about
I know the company, yeah.
Yeah. So, and this isn't, I don't work for them. I've had some conversations with some people that do. We've actually considered becoming a client of theirs. We haven't done it yet, but one of the things that they point out is we spend so much time focusing on the physical side of any sport. All right. So it doesn't have to just be wrestling. This group, you know, primarily focuses on wrestling. And like, if you think about it, probably 99% of what you do at a wrestling practice or at a baseball practice or a football practice is working on technique. It's working on the schemes. It's working on the philosophies and working on conditioning. But most people would say a sport like wrestling, let's just make up a percentage here because we can do that, is at least 50% mental, right? Like if you go into a match knowing you're going to lose, or if you go into a match super stressed out, the likelihood of you winning that match is greatly reduced. And I would say if somebody thinks they're going to lose, it's like you have no chance of winning. And so we've got to find ways to spend more time focusing on the mental aspect. Now, when you ask me specifically how much time, I would say in the room, I really, with our head coach at Garner High School, so I was technically the assistant there this year, the head girls coach. By the end of the year, I would say we were spending maybe the last 5 to 7 minutes of a 2-hour practice just talking about the mental game. Probably not enough time, but I will tell you there's a number of athletes on that team that went out of their way to let me know how much that actually changed the way they approach competition. Now, for me personally at home, I have the luxury of having, you know, our athletes, our children in our house. And so we very rarely talk technique at home, but we regularly talk about the mental approach to the game. So I don't know how to quantify it, but I would say as a parent and at home, I spend more time talking about the mental side. And so I would say to a parent out there, especially if you're not a coach, get your athlete around coaches that you trust. If you don't trust them, that's a whole nother problem.
Sure.
But get your athletes around coaches that can build into the physical side and hopefully touch the mental side. But nobody is going to really be able to speak to the mental side, to the emotional side, like a parent, because a parent really knows the athlete probably better than the coach does. So you actually know what their real insecurities are. You really know what their true hopes are in life overall. And so I would say at practice, you probably need 10 to, like, the wrestling mindset would probably say, man, let's try to get closer to 20% mental. That can be a lot. You got a limited time. But I would say at home as a parent, I think we need to focus more on the mental approach, way more than we need to be talking about the physical side and even the wins and losses.
Coach, I freaking love this. I love listening to you. You got a podcast. You know, people want to follow you. They want to see what you're doing. Where can they connect with you and listen to your stuff?
Yeah. I'm on Instagram. Just Jason Gore. It's pretty easy to track down. And then if you're looking to track with this on a podcast, we launched a new podcast last year. It's just called Hope in Real Life with Jason Gore. And our desire, we got a whole team that their primary focus is to actually bring hope into the real everyday moments of our lives. And so whether that's talking about marriage, whether that's talking about parenting, whether it's talking about finances, whether it's talking about leadership and success in the marketplace, we bring in different subject matter experts and just talk about, man, how can we find growth? How can we find hope in the everyday moments that all of us experience in everyday life? So you can go wherever you download digital content. You can find us on Instagram or wherever you check out podcasts, just Hope in Real Life with Jason Gore. And you'll see a bald guy with a beard. And yeah, man, check us out.
You know, I can attest to the bald guy with a beard and the cauliflower ears and the shoulders that look like a damn ape. And I will tell you that from my run-ins with you, you're a guy that I want to have if I was walking down a dark alley and a guy I wouldn't want to run into. But just like most guys like you who can tie someone up in a pretzel, you're extremely gracious, humble. And man, I'm really grateful that I got the chance to meet with you, that our sons got to connect. Tyler couldn't speak high enough about Aiden, and we didn't get to, you know, talk much to your daughter, Addie, and such. But I mean, it's going to be fun following your family and keeping up with you as the years continue on. So I really can't thank you enough for coming on, Coach, and it means the world.
Hey, right back at you, Nick. And listen, these types of conversations are conversations that need to happen, man. So I applaud you, and I've enjoyed checking out the podcast as well. So keep it up, and let's do it again sometime soon.
That sounds like a plan, Coach. Thank you so much.
That's Jason Gore, former NC State Wolfpack wrestling team captain, high school wrestling coach, pastor, and sports parent.
Thanks for listening to the Reform Sports Podcast. If you've enjoyed this episode, we would appreciate it if you took a moment to rate and review our podcast as we work to grow our community of supporters and advocates. For more Reform Sports content, please subscribe to our newsletter and blog at reformsportsproject.com. You can also follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and LinkedIn.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Live Nation presents Concert Week.
Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists, like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Pistol Puma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.
Hey, guys. Back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah. And some waves. So we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.